Since it opened in 1928, the Penobscot Building has been one of the architectural crown jewels of downtown Detroit. That Art Deco tower was once the eighth tallest building in the world, and it was the tallest in Michigan till the Renaissance Center Hotel Tower was built in 1977. Generations of Michiganders knew the top of the Penobscot Building was marked by a red neon ball. But that light has had its struggles of late. Big sections of it have burned out. It's looking pretty sorry. Todd Farnham noticed, and he's taking action. Todd is going to climb the 100-foot tower atop the 47-story building and fix the lights. Todd Farnham is owner of Greenlight Detroit. Hello, Todd.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.
What kind of guy climbs up a little 100-foot ladder atop a 47-story building, especially in the winter?
Well, I guess I'm motivated by, seeing the light come back on. And I've been doing this for 25 years now. And, yeah, I guess I might be a little bit crazy, but I feel safe with my harness and stuff, so I think I should be good.
So what got you thinking, Todd, this has to be fixed. I want to make this right.
Well, I saw an article in the paper about it, and I volunteered my time to help get it going. And being that it is high as it is and the location of the ball on top of the large metal structures, I guess it's really hard to get somebody to come out there and do that nowadays. But I'm experienced at it, and, for me as a child, seeing that ball lit and, it always been a prominent part of the skyline in Detroit, I feel a sense of nostalgia and wanting to get it lit. Apparently, there's a lot more people also that are behind me on it, so it's quite an honor to be able to do this for them.
When you say that, what do you mean? What have you found out? Is this in terms of the reaction you've gotten since word got out you were going to fix the ball?
Yes, got all kinds of emails, people sending me messages on Facebook, all kinds of favorable press. I didn't think it was such a big deal, but apparently there's a lot of people out there that miss having that ball lit, seeing that part of the skyline lit up in neon.
Having grown up in Southeast Michigan, and I agree with what you say, that was just kind of part of it all. And I know for our family, we used to go camping and meet our cousins and my aunt and uncle in Chatham. And we would camp at Rondo Provincial Park. And there was always a contest as we were coming back to Detroit on 401, who could see, first of all, the skyline and then the red blinking ball. So that really is a part of our culture, if you will, in Detroit.
Oh, most definitely, I agree. Even with all the new growth going on downtown, you still want to have the old stuff intact as much as you can because, people are nostalgic about that. Like you said, it's a huge landmark. If it were to be removed, I think a lot of people would be sad about that because, you still have to have a good blend of the old and the new. And neon is kind of a dying art, and, we're trying to, keep it going for as long as we can until we end up actually converting it over to LED.
Todd, give me an idea. What's inside that ball? How many bulbs are we talking about?
I didn't get an exact count because I wasn't able to get up there, but there is, I'm going to say, over 100. Split up into pieces because you couldn't make an entire piece the radius of that ball. It's a 12-foot radius, so it has to be broken up into sections and put together, wired together to comprise the radius. I mean, looking from a distance, you couldn't tell. It's pretty seamless from a distance. But when you get up there, serviceability, you would never be able to make a unit that big to wrap around there. So it's got a lot of pieces to it. And there's the problem. It's because the elevation is like 650 feet. There's a lot of wind. Neon is very brittle, and it does create a problem with, reliability at that height and, the weather we have in Michigan. So it's a challenge, but I'm up to it.
You're up to it. And can you describe the actual job? So is it one bulb at a time? Do you have to go up and down a couple hundred times to do this? Give me an idea of what it'll take.
Well, they're actually called neon units, which would be like a handmade bulb. And we have a bunch of them that were already pre-made by the last person that serviced that. So I just have to bring them up with me. I've got them all bound together in a box and wrapped so they won't break on the way up because they are fragile. Once I climb that ladder, I have basically all the parts that I'm going to need besides wiring and all the other things that support the neon to make it light up. Going to go out, make one trip, and if I have to come down, I do, that's fine, but I think I have most of the supplies I need, and I'm just going to do it in one shot, because when you climb 100 feet up a ladder, and you're 650 feet off the ground, you definitely don't want to make too many trips up and down.
I know you gave it a shot. You tried to get up that ladder last week. What was that like?
I made it fine up until about halfway. you know, it's an overcast day, and at that height, you know, you're basically in the low clouds, and the temperature is much cooler, so the ladder was completely covered in frost. A lot of that frost turned to ice, and halfway up the ladder, I realized that, you know, my hands are getting slippery, and it's just not conducive to being safe. I'm, you know, strapped in at all times with the harness, but, you know, definitely want something a little more favorable where you got grip, because even if you slip and you're harnessed in, getting your faculties about you to actually, like, rescue yourself, because at that point you're pretty much helpless.
Which leads me to wonder, hooray for you for volunteering to do this. And I'm sure you've been asked, why don't you just wait till May?
I would, but time is of the essence. You have some favorable days, like so Tuesday, it's looking to be around 40-ish, which is fine. Just been a lot of people inquiring about it, and, you know, if I wait till May, that, yeah, it'd be great. Probably get all kinds of people to volunteer then. But we'd just like to see this thing going as soon as possible.
Todd, are you hearing from people who kind of look to what you're doing as inspiration, of the sense of don't wait for someone else to fix a problem, get in there and do it yourself?
Yeah, it's just overwhelming. I was really shocked because I just wanted to fix the ball, and I had no idea the response I would get as a result of that.
Todd Farnham is the owner of Green Light Detroit, and with weather permitting, next week he will be climbing that tower atop the Penobscot building in downtown Detroit and get that iconic red ball lit up once again. Todd, it was great to meet you and talk with you. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, and you have yourself a wonderful day.